Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Fidelity, offering wealth planning using a personal, dedicated relationship to help clients build, manage, and preserve their family's wealth. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Fidelity Brokerage Services. From Audible, offering a selection of audiobooks across a variety of genres, including memoirs, mysteries, and motivation, for listening anytime using the Audible app on smartphones or tablets. Learn more at audible.com/listen. From Angie's List, for more than 20 years helping consumers select local service providers, dedicated to promoting fairness and transparency about local pricing and quality, at angieslist.com. Angie's List, home is where our heart is. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Lehigh Valley's community NPR station, WDIY Allentown, on 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. You can also find us on 93.9 in the Easton Phillipsburg area and on 93.7 in Focalsville, Trexlertown. And we are, of course, always available on the web at WDIY.org. Lehigh Valley Art Salon is up next, but first a quick look at the weather. 52 degrees in the Lehigh Valley tonight, getting down to a low of about 26 with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow looks partly sunny, high of 47. A little bit of rain may be moving into the area Tuesday night with a low of 36. Wednesday, possibility of some showers in the morning, then clearing up, becoming partly sunny with a high of 62. Thursday, partly sunny with a possible high of 70 degrees in February. Go figure. Time now is 6 o'clock.
Painter Anne Schlegel is known not only for her contemporary colorist landscapes and witty portraits, but also as the fabulous fun-loving host and owner of downtown Allentown's Gallery 740. The gallery's newest exhibit, The Women's March, a series of photographs from the marches in D.C., Philadelphia, and locally, opened this past week as part of Allentown's Third Thursday celebration. Downtown Allentown's new initiative, Third Thursdays, combined the forces of art organizations, restaurants, and retailers, creating an eclectic and unique urban evening experience, complemented with art exhibits, films, classes, food specialties, and retail sales. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, today we chat with artist Anne Schlegel, artist supreme, and I think so, and with curator and arts development advisor Deborah Rubinsky, both activists and organizers of downtown Allentown's Third Thursdays. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here.
Great
today.
To have you here, ladies.
Great to be here.
We have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that we were at last week's Third Thursday, where the Women's March show opened at Gallery Studio. Forgive me, I want to say Gallery Studio 740. And it was an amazing evening. Great, cold. It was a dark and cold, windy night. But downtown Allentown was alive and bustling. Just to open up with, Anne, could you tell us a little bit about you've come from Bethlehem and the Banana Factory many years there to Allentown a few years back with another version of Gallery 740. Could we tell us a little bit about
your
journey?
Sure. Well, actually, I am born and raised in Allentown, so my journey was actually going to Bethlehem, and now I'm back. So it was time. I saw all the progress with Allentown, and I I yearned to be back in the city again, and an opportunity arose to be at the former Solomon Jewelry Store. And so I was there for about 4 years at 606. And then last May, I came to Studio 740, which is magnificent building, wonderful first floor.
It's 740 Hamilton Street for our listeners. And it is. It's a beautiful space, large walk-through. It's an interestingly eclectic space, kind of modern, but with a lot of character, lots of different spaces and rooms.
It's cozy. And the different rooms. And there's a vestibule in the beginning where I have my portrait of Barack Obama. And then there's a lovely room, large room with my baby grand. And guests bring instruments at times. And then there's a long hallway where the Women's March exhibition is. It's all bright. And then you do have the surprise of going in the back room where there's a little bistro and a lot of people having a lot of fun. So.
I really felt that I was in your living room with a beautiful Anglo-Persian rug and some sofas and my great artwork hanging all around.
Thank you. Yeah, I want it to be cozy and welcoming.
So is the vision normally, is this, when you say Studio 740, it's not a traditional gallery, or I mean, what's your vision for the space?
It's kind of maybe an all-purpose, like the three rooms. It's where I paint.
Okay.
And I really love when, because, you know, I live alone, I paint alone, and for me to have guests coming in is a real treat for me, and I hope it is for them also.
And so, have you been pleased with this, with being part of what's happening downtown?
Oh, I'm elated. I love it so very much. I love the hustle and the bustle. I love it at night. I love when all the people come in and then they discover my studio for the first time and like, this is great. And like, please have some, you know, wine and cheese. And it's just a real unity of happiness, I think, when people come.
And how did the Women's March, what spurred that? Was this, you marched, right?
I did. I was in Washington, D.C., like you.
As was I, yes. Life-changing experience.
It was. Brilliant.
But I didn't realize you said instead of making a sign, you took a camera.
Well, I will say I did not know the power of all those signs until I went down and saw they were magnificent. Oh, clever and creative. I brought my camera, my Olympus camera, and with the intent of this is a historic moment in time, and I wanted to photograph it. So I brought my camera and took many, many photographs, as many other people did, and was, like you said, it was life-changing. It was the most important day.
And how did the show come about? I mean, did you go to the march thinking that you would collect photos later, or was this something that came about with realizing that, like you said, it was so historic that that was a reaction of many people to try and record it, to try and capture it?
Well, it wasn't really, I didn't really have everything worked out for what I was going to do with it. But I knew with Third Thursdays, it was a wonderful opportunity to have these photographs. And then other friends of mine who were in Philadelphia, in Bethlehem, and New York City contacted me, and they said, oh, we have these great photos. And I thought, oh, this day was all about unity, and this is how I wanted this exhibition. And I got flooded with all these awesome photos. And with their permission, I asked, I wanted it to be a black and white because there were so many. I think color would have been a little distracting. Mm-hmm. And everyone was more than happy, like, oh, do what you want. So when they all piled in on Third Thursday and saw them in 11 by 17 inch photographs, some a little smaller, it was great fun to see them pointing, oh, there I am, and oh my gosh, there I am, and oh, there's this person. So it was all about the joy of that day.
Yeah, I must admit, as a spectator, I looked at those photographs and looked at them for quite a while, and you could see the emotion flowing out of those photographs. Some were looked angry, some looked sad, some were joyous, some were and so you could actually see the emotions coming out of those photographs.
Right, you felt that day.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it was a total of how many photographers in the end?
There were 17, even though on the poster it says 16, but there was one that like snuck one in the day of, and I'm like going to the store and having more printed. So it's actually 17 are there, and there's 80 photographs altogether.
It was really moving. You shared with us earlier that a bunch of folks came in from Kutztown that had been at the march and were in the photos, but there were literally women all night kind of posing in front of the photos, recreating themselves in the photo, finding themselves
brilliant.
In the photos.
Yeah, it was really fun.
So I understand you're going to have to celebrate it a second time in March.
I am
going to
celebrate it again for those people who could not make it and for those who want to see it again. Sunday, March 5th from 12 till 5, and there's other things also happening that day in downtown Allentown, including the Allentown Art Museum will be open that day, and I think they're having a new exhibition of, not quite sure exactly, but I have to look into it. And please, everyone is welcome and wanted on March 5th as well.
Well, I'm sure as a statistician, are you going to repeat the 8 pounds of meatballs and six pounds
stop.
Of Frank's?
I may only do 6 pounds of meatballs and 4 pounds of hot dogs. But I like when people come. I like the ability to say, hey, you stay for a while and have hors d'oeuvres and have some wine. And I always have like a juice boxes for children. And I want it to be a place where they come in and they just think, wow, that was the greatest day. You know, that's what I hope for.
I think what was wonderful about the show, too, you know, I didn't know quite what to expect, was that mix of here's this event taking place in several cities. You've anchored it with local photographers. Often the folks in the photos were from the area, were all of us. Mm-hmm. And here's downtown Allentown kind of celebrating in many ways. It's changing, shifting, but what anchors it is an artist who is homegrown.
Yes.
You know, bringing us pictures of folks from the Valley, sharing this amazing day in four or five different cities. So it was just kind of a wonderful mix of everything that I think kind of a vision of what we could see in downtown. I don't know, Deb, if you feel that way, if that's a sense of what you see happening
I
there.
I see it radically changing to being a walking city again. Mm. And I think that's what's the exciting thing about Destination Arts Third Thursdays is that different people are programming for that night to sample arts. They're putting musicians in the restaurants. They're having an artist come and do a small artist talk. There is the galleries doing their openings on that evening so that there's using each other's also calendars, using each other's, I would say, date books and contacts and using contact lists that might not be shared any other way but on a third Thursday because everybody's sending out to their contact sheets.
So what would, if I go to a third Thursday, which will only get more and more walkable with the weather changing, what's available to me? I mean, what struck me with the list that I got that night was the variety of, from the warmth of a gallery opening with Anne at Studio 740, two things going on in the restaurants, the eateries. I could have an artist talk. I could see work. If you could tell us a little more, what's the night like?
It's a sampling of arts, and the Art Museum is doing some programming. The Allentown Art Museum is doing programmings that consist of performance arts so that you can come in and hear a brief play. You can come in and maybe hear a musician one month that may change to a dancing program one month. So there's vast things happening. Plus the galleries are also having musicians available, the artists that work in the communities that have studios in the areas have openings.
Right.
They're also offering their newest work to be exhibited and seen
right.
before they hit a gallery. So you're getting to see previews of people actually working in their studios. And each month it's growing. And the LGBT Center's gallery, the Bradbury Sullivan Gallery, there's two galleries there this month. They have the AIDS quilt with Patrick Herring's square. So you have people there that you can come out and really get to meet somebody, get to meet the artist, and it's casual. It isn't very formal. Even the most formal, I would say, reception, which is the mezzanine gallery at the Renaissance, that's extremely formal.
Right.
Gallery
right.
and their receptions are hors d'oeuvres and fine wine and
right.
cocktail bar.
Yeah, it's an interesting mix of food, socializing, art, and getting I felt like a glimpse of the downtown that's becoming. You know, a bit of the vision for what could be possible there, and celebrating that, which is wonderful. And when we come back from our break in a moment, I want to talk a little bit more too about. You had something called the Art Squawk for a long time, emanating from your previous studio. This journey of kind of downtown Allentown becoming again, which I found it to be in the 70s and 80s, a gathering of artists and an arts place with art spaces. I'm rambling on, George.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you are. More about the excitement of the Third Thursdays and Gallery 740 as we return to Allentown, downtown Allentown, that is, after this informative message.
WDIY is throwing a party, and you're invited. Join us for a night of live music, food, drinks, and fun as we celebrate WDIY's 22nd anniversary, featuring a performance from Steve Broski and his Big Little Band, Saturday, March 4th at the Ice House in Bethlehem. Get your tickets today at WDIY.org. We'll see you there.
You're listening, of course, to WDIY 88.1 Allentown. This is George Miller and my wife, Kate Scuffle. We're chatting today with Deborah Rabinsky, a curator, of course, of great art throughout the Lehigh Valley, and an activist and organizer of the Downtown Allentown Third Thursdays, and with Ann Schlegel. And we understand that this was a very unique thing, and many people kind of missed it. I mean, you have been doing these for a while. Since October, is it, Deb?
September.
We've been doing it a while, but if you've missed any of them, you've got to come to the next one. And you know when it is. Put it on your calendar. Third Thursday. Very easy.
And they can, in fact, use a map. There's, in fact, a gorgeous map.
There's a map that helps you find your way around.
Right.
And the map is distributed and hosted by Upside Allentown Arts and Culture 2021 and also Hamilton District Main Street Program.
Okay.
So they're the host of Third Thursday Destination Arts. And they produce the map. They help get all the listings together to do the promotions. And there's a website so that you can see who's where before. And they're trying to get that quarterly where that everybody's ahead that fast so that you can look up what artist is going to be in what space all the way up for a quarter.
And it's a free evening. It's a wonderful evening.
Everything is free other than if you're at a restaurant, of course. But everything is free, and it's during happy hour. So you get at the restaurant, you get breaks on prices of everything. So it's a really fun event to bring a friend, a date, and whoever you want to talk to and say, hey, what are you doing tonight? Let's do this.
Well, Deb, we really appreciate what you do in the Lehigh Valley, and you've been doing it a while as a curator. I know you worked at Civic Theater in the small theater space there, and, of course, for Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Center. So you're widespread. I mean, you're in the Lehigh Valley in Easton as well. Is that right?
Yes, I have. I've curated at the Black Culture Center at Lafayette College. I've had a gallery in Easton. And I've been doing this for about 20-some years.
Yes.
And you're working with Refined?
I work with Refined Gallery 724 and Gallery on the Walk as well. And we're still doing Third Fridays at 19th Street, which is Blink and 514 Civic Theater Gallery. Right. And that's a whole nother West End event versus Third Thursday.
But then again, you're very active in the West End, and especially with the Old Allentown Preservation Association.
Yes, I still do colors of the facade program.
Very good.
Can I just say also that we did have a gentleman photographer also in the show. It was all women and one gentleman, and his name is Joe Collins, and he will also be on at Blink for March's... What is it?
Third Friday. Which is right after March's Third Thursday.
Yeah, his first show. His first show was at 7:40. And if
which
you come
city
in,
was he in? Which city was he?
He was in Philadelphia.
He was in Philly. Okay. All right. Was it pretty equally? Felt like it was pretty equally shared. The show between
New
the
York.
Cities.
New York were only there was only two photographs from New York City, but really powerful with a St. Paul's Cathedral.
Yeah.
Many from Washington and many from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And
a
few from Bethlehem, which was really wonderful to see. Also.
I had the sense that the folks that attended the Bethlehem event were really happily surprised with the energy there as well. It was just that kind of day.
Oh, it was just contagious. Children and Wonderful.
How does the Third Thursday event too compare for, I'm just curious, Art Squawk and the earlier days of when City Center first kind of arrived, when there was talk of the change starting to happen downtown, this renaissance. Were you one of the organizers or the organizer of Art Squawk?
Yeah, I was the organizer of Allentown Art Squawk.
How did that kind of feel compared to a Third Thursday?
Pretty similar. The only thing is, Sunday afternoon and the Allentown Art Museum's open, and I would do it when they would feature a new exhibition.
Okay.
And so we have, many of the galleries would be open, and it was same feeling of joy that people would walk around and a lot of fun, and this is the same feeling. So.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to see the community growing, and like you had said to us earlier, Deb, the Third Thursday event just keeps growing. There's more and more players, more and more involvement. And do you play? Obviously, do you plan to do something for every Third Thursday then at Studio 740?
I do. Yeah. I do have some artists lined up that they can have that hallway where I have the photographs, but I'm not even sure. I'm not ready to take them down. I'm still so for March 5th, certainly they were going to be there, absolutely. And I'm still toying around with like March if I would have them still, just so other people can. I almost can't get enough of it. Even though I'm there every day, I still look at these photographs. I think, some of them very powerful. So I have to think about that. But certainly in the months to come with additional artists being there, I'd like to promote the artist community and other artists as well.
I know that you've been certainly painting for a long period of time, and we see your work hanging all over the Lehigh Valley. I once called you an impressionist, but that's not correct at this particular point in your life.
It would have been 20 years ago, mm-hmm. I'm sure of it. But I think all artists kind of evolve and, experiment with different, right now I think I'm kind of a contemporary painter. I'm working on paintings of trees, very lush with fruits and flowers. And I did do just recently the portrait of Barack Obama. So if you come to my studio, you'll see him in the vestibule also, which I do plan on sending to him.
You also have a French connection, do you not?
Oh, oui, absolutely. Monsieur. Oui. This summer I have a large exhibition in the Côte d'Azur in Antibes-Juan-les-Pins. And of my musical instruments that I have given to the city, and I'll be artist in residence there for the sixth time. So,
really?
It's so beautiful. Ah. Paradise.
Oh, yes.
How long are you there when you do the artist in residence?
I will be there normally 3 months.
3 months.
So I will be there for 3 months this summer again. I'll be artist in residence for 2 months, but then I just couldn't just go for two. I had to stretch it. So I'm going to be traveling to Schwäbisch Gmünd, Germany, also to visit my friends there and the French Riviera.
And you've shown in Germany as well.
I have several times.
Yeah. Does that influence your? It has to influence your work.
Oh, absolutely. I've done series when I was in Germany of like the Parade People. People whose birthdays, they have big festivities for people turning 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 every week. And so photographing them, and then they always, I always manage to find some room to paint a series there. And in France, I've painted many musical instruments. And so this exhibition in the very new, beautiful Palais de Congrès in Juan-les-Pins during the Jazz à Juan Jazz Festival, the oldest and largest in all of Europe. It's spectacular. The people I've seen there. Oh, so it's a huge influence. And when I come back, I'm just, filled with ideas and inspiration.
And speaking of that, I have to ask both of you, what would be... If you could imagine a Third Thursday evening a year from now in downtown Allentown, what would be different? What would be a vision? What would be something you'd like to see? Where do you see it going? I don't know.
Interesting question. Well, I'm always like praying for the greatest art center in the world, where we can have so many artists being there. And Peter Lunas, glassblower and woodworkers and artists that just need one room, a studio to paint. And in addition to galleries, that's what I really pray for and hope for. And the poor powers that be, that every time I see them, it's like, don't forget about the greatest art center in the world. So I really hope.
And Deborah?
I'd like to see, to start off with, free parking, and that to me would be an incentive to be one of the many hundreds of people walking the street, and really the marketing of the fabulous artists that are living here and working here in the Lehigh Valley, and the announcements of every one of the individual spaces so unique to from each other that there is room for a new one each month. And that, as it grows in a year, from now, I can see the streets being filled, the alleyways having artist studios where garages can open for the night because that is where their studio is. And they're buying homes in the downtown, and work, live, and studio space is all being a part of this new growth of the downtown. Mm-hmm. And I see that happening with the institutions giving support by having programming, the BOM schools having different programming along with the museum. And the Libertyville Museum opened this month for the first time in the arts third Thursday. So I think it gets better, more people promoting and just funding for the arts.
And if you were to ask me, and most people won't, I would like to see a venue for theater in downtown Allentown. The way it used to be with Pennsylvania Stage Company. I would really like to see a venue where there are several theater groups that have no home.
Space.
To be able to be based downtown Allentown Center City.
So a multi-purpose arts center.
Certainly Allentown Public Theater would be one of those people, and I would hope that that would occur sometime in the next couple years.
And a recording studio.
And a recording studio, multi-purpose, I'm telling you.
Yes.
But you can see it happening already, though. It's a really exciting, diverse evening. We had been remiss and not attended a third Thursday before. And we were really blown away. If folks would like to know more about Studio 740, about Anne's work, about Third Thursdays, about the work that Devin folks are doing in downtown Allentown, there's plenty of Facebook presence, of course, and websites. Would you like to share anything, any way they can track you guys down?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Studio 740, and Anne Elizabeth Schlegel on Facebook, and I have a website, anneelizabethschlegel.com.
Excellent.
And my work can be seen through different individual places that I'm curating, Refine Galleries, Bradbury Sullivan Center. I would say check out everything, but there is a Third Thursday page. So you can go on to Third Thursday Allentown.
Great. Excellent. And folks, really, especially with the warm weather coming, don't miss this chance to rediscover a city being reborn. A walking city, an art city, a renaissance city. And it's thrilling. You want to be there get in on the ground floor.
Right.
And don't miss the Women's March. Don't miss the opening Sunday, March 5th from 12 to 5 at Studio 740. You'll be sorry. I'm sure it's going to be another amazing evening. Afternoon, forgive me.
Oh, thank you.
Afternoon
of
community.
I will have those cocktail meatballs. And
yes.
It's not just the cocktail meatballs.
No, thank you. The photo, and
Devin Briggs will be at Gallery 724.
Yeah, okay. It's a wonderful exhibition.
Very good. Thank you, Anne and Deborah, for being with us today. And to Kate for her gentle nudges right here at the microphone. Special thanks to Neil Heaver, our technical engineer tonight. A creator of solid sound waves as he watches the spikes and rhythms of the oscilloscope and occasionally reminds me not to overmodulate. Thank you, Neil.